Today's podcast is presented by Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast.
Providing podcasters with a flat rate for ad space so you always know how much you get when you include an ad from Podgo. Apply today to become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience. Sucking on a chili dog, sucking on a chili dog.
That's podgo.co at podgo.co. And be sure to add our podcast to How Did You Hear About Podgo section of the application.
Yeah, when Podgo says, how did you hear about us? Type in Grand Rapidians Play Video Games.
And, you know...
And then we'll love you more than we already do. Awesome. No,
it's
I don't think so.
It's actually really sweet.
Ooh. I like it.
It's got a medicinal flavor.
It's mostly honey.
That's what I really pick up on is a lot of honey.
No, I do not like it.
Just a tiny hint.
Yum, yum, yum. Tastes like cigar smoke.
Michigoni and degree. All the best podcasts are free. Not a ginger and witty. Playing games and drinking tea. Call a pound stone, never lie. The best podcast for its size. So hang out with your new best friend.
Welcome to GRPVG. We're the gamiest podcast from Beer City there is.
What? Oh, yeah. We're Grand Rapidians Play Video Games. I'm Ginger. Oh, I cut it short, didn't I? I fucked you up now.
My name is Willie. And I'm crushing your head. I'm crushing your head.
Well, I'm squishing your face. I'm squishing your face.
It's going to be hard to do a podcast with my face all squished.
Yeah, we talk about beer, you know, real life XP, video games, and recommend some. But y'all know that shit.
Ginger, what are you drinking today?
So I have something from Bee Nectar. My favorite meadery. I want to go over there so bad. Is it in Michigan? It is called Tuco Style Freakout, and it's tequila barrel aged. I've had the regular one. I haven't had
tequila
barrel aged one. This is exploding. Ah! Why?
So yeah, what was that called?
Tuco Style Freakout, and it fucking explode. Maybe because
we did all freak out when you opened it. Here's a coaster for that wet thing.
Drove with it. I don't know. Anywho, I haven't even tried it yet. Damn, that shit exploded.
Mamma mia!
Let's give it a pour.
Careful.
No shit. It's kind of funny because it looks like it's Oto. Oh, what's that?
Breaking Bad.
Yeah, Breaking Bad. It pairs well with roof pizza.
If you do roof pizza, do it on your own roof.
Damn, that's really good. It's kind of like lime and honey. Well, what's in it? Lime honey. Lime zest. So it's really almost like a margarita. A mead margarita. You can taste the honey. But it's not bad because Bee Nectar does a really good job with that. So, very bubbly and, like, really crisp and refreshing.
Yeah, it's good. It's kind of like a less sweetened margarita.
Yeah.
I like it.
I like it a lot as well. I'm giving it a 5 out of 5. I usually give Bee Nectar 5 out of 5. I think they do a phenomenal fucking job with their mead, even though sometimes it explodes all over the place.
But yeah, I'll give it 4.75 for taste.
Yeah.
For sure.
What do you got in that giant ass?
I'm going to open up a growler. I haven't had a growler in a long, long time. So I've got a growler here of NWAPA. It was my favorite one from Bellington.
Yeah.
Brewery in Arkansas.
Yep.
That was that little town, or that town, right? That city?
It was something like that.
But, yeah. I got to We got to go to a brewery that had outdoor seating.
Yes, it was still a little nerve-wracking, but it was nice to go out.
And here I'm opening this growler.
Oh, nice crack. It didn't explode.
It didn't.
Yeah, and if we get coronama from anything, it was definitely from our trip. We don't have any symptoms or anything, but we did go out.
I haven't had a growler in so long that I forgot about this in the car when I got it to go. And so I left it in the car overnight, and it got up to about 60 degrees, and then I refrigerated again.
But so it's hopefully in a steel one, so
it's in the double insulated light. Steel, but hopefully I didn't skunk it.
Yeah, that would suck.
Nope, it stayed good. It's very fruity, like grapefruity, nice. IPA, hoppy, citrusy, just a straight, plain
IPA. From Northwest Arkansas.
Yeah, I didn't realize until just recently.
Dude, that shit is great.
Yeah, when I saw a church that said, like, NWA Presbyterian or something, I was like, what the hell is going on? Then I realized that we were in Northwest Arkansas. So.
Oh, yeah.
But I give this beer, even after it got warm and recooled, I'm giving it a 4.5 now.
Nice.
I gave it a 4.75 when I had it there.
When it was a little fresher.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a couple ciders from a place that wasn't that place, but a really good cider place in Arkansas.
No, that was that place.
No, the cider was made from a different place. Oh, well,
but you had it at that place.
Yeah, but I had it there. So if you're in Arkansas or near Arkansas, Black Apple Cidery, check it out. It's really, they had their blueberry cider was like, blueberry freaking juice. It was so good. Anyways, I don't have one of those, but we had one.
I don't have one of those, but we had one.
I had one when we were down there.
That sounds like you're talking about that.
I don't have one here in my possession.
Sounds like you're talking about that detachable penis song again.
Oh, that's a great song.
Did you check the medicine cabinet?
No.
Okay, well, let's throw in a quick promo here if we've got one. Otherwise, we've been talking about some stuff related to our next segment. So
yeah.
Let's hurry back.
Bye. Now it's time for Real Life XP.
TMC.
R.
Registered trademark?
LLC.
We ain't registered yet.
No, we're not. But it's ours, so fuck off. Anyways. So, I have some real life experience. It actually came right before we started recording. I finally busted out my sewing machine again, and I made a mask, and it's not that good, but it was great practice, and I could probably, like, totally fix it easy.
Yeah, you got a sewing machine.
I did a mask.
Great. So, yeah, you can fix it easy.
But I, like, made sure to rethread it all so I remembered that and I remembered how to fucking use it and oil it up. And I didn't sew my fingers. And I need to get practicing more because I have more stuff that I want to sew. And it's actually really fun to sew. I'm gonna give myself 500 points because the mask isn't that great, but it was really good practice.
So it's 500 because your sewing was only so-so?
Yeah. Well, I'm going low this week.
502. Because it's got two ear straps.
Okay, I'll take it. The ear straps are what I need to, like, tighten down or fix or something.
So my real life XP is I got to go to a brewery and have a flight of beers for the first time in a year.
Yeah, pretty much.
We had to waste time before we could check into our cabin where we were just gonna stay. So.
Yep.
Found a place that was just opening, had outdoor seating, and I got a flight of beer.
And I got two ciders, which you kind of heard about in our beer segment.
Yep. And I got this growler.
It honestly really felt weird to go out because of COVID, and it's still pretty, like, rampant. Yeah. Even though numbers are going down, is it just because people, like, are dying? I mean, I don't want to, like, poke fun at it because many people have, and it's really, really sad, and it shouldn't have happened. It's just, like, the not wearing masks is fucking with me because we're so used to wearing them.
Right, and we're not people who go out to restaurants.
No.
Because it's crazy to see people going out to restaurants.
And even
because you have to sit there without your mask to eat.
Yeah.
So.
And we did go out. We were fucking, like, we did take a couple, like, risks going out, even though we were outside and no one else really was.
Yeah, we were the only people sitting outside.
It was kind of cold. At one place,
it was kind of cold, but it was pretty... It was pretty busy inside, and I wouldn't have wanted to sit in there.
It was, like, and there was no, like, distancing. What was that in Missouri?
That was in Missouri, yep. Yeah. I was glad it was cold, because then we were the only ones outside.
Yep.
So that helped.
Yes. Because there was no social distancing inside. And everyone sitting down didn't have a mask on. So what the fuck is the point?
Right.
Like, literally... Like, I was terrified there, but I'm super glad when we went to the bathroom, there was a door to just not have to walk past all those people again, because that fucking creeped me out, and my anxiety was so fucking high. Ugh. I'm glad that's over. But I, like I said, I was like, if we get the corona, that shit is completely where it's from.
It's because of my flight of beer that I'm about to get real life XP for.
Or the... burgers we stopped for.
Right. Well, that was at another brewery when I got a flight of beer. But it's a 12-hour car ride. We got to eat somewhere. Yes,
exactly.
So I found a place that we could get food to go.
So that place was good. Distill?
Oh, no, I'm talking about the one where we stopped. Yep. We could have gotten food to go, but when we got there was nobody there.
No.
And they had the patio open, so we sat outside.
And then after we got there, like, motherfuckers were just piling it. It was insane how many people started showing up. But then no one came outside.
So it was okay for us.
Yes. Besides walking to go to the bathroom. Anyways, what's your experience for getting a couple flights of beers?
My first flights of beers in a year. Got them pretty safely during the pandemic, I like to think. So I'm going to go for 2,112 points.
Okay. 2-1-1-2?
Yeah.
Sounds good. Mamma mia! We'll be right back after this message or something.
Yeah, a break. Let's take one.
Hey, this is Featured Creatures. We're a podcast about cryptids and other monsters like Tengu,
Boromets,
Kiki Yaon,
Owlman,
Bat Squatch,
Hippos,
Organism 46B,
and more hippos.
We do talk a lot about hippos. You can find us on any podcatcher, iTunes, or Spotify. And remember, all you need to do to be a cryptozoologist is to say you're a cryptozoologist.
Hey, Will.
Yeah.
Monster kill, kill, kill. What game you play?
There were no monsters in the game I played. I played Journey of a Broken Circle.
Oh. Epic.
It's a art style, not art style as in the series, but like an artsy platformer that's more about the story and the art than it is about necessarily your platforming skills.
Okay. That's interesting. When I saw this, I was like, is this a ripoff Pac-Man?
No, but you play as a broken circle.
Yeah.
It's missing a wedge, so it's shaped like Pac-Man.
Yep.
And it rolls along and talks to itself, and it looks...
It looks Pac-Man. I'm sorry. That one's
so... It's looking for a piece to complete it, to make it a complete circle.
Okay.
And as it goes through, it finds these companions. First, it finds like a pine cone from a tree, and you talk that off, and it joins in. And that allows you to, it gives you ability to like stick to walls so you can climb up. Sap. I think so.
Yep. That's pretty funny.
I don't remember the first one as much, but you meet a few companions along the way.
Okay.
The sappy guy wants to, like, stop and chill at certain places, but you as the circle, you want to keep going. Right. And eventually it says, no, I'm not going. Leave me behind. And so you leave the pine cone behind, and you find a Miss Moss who helps you through this one spot.
It's so pretty. This game is pretty to watch. I'm just putting it out there.
She's like a caterpillar who wraps around you, and so you can crawl up mossy walls.
Yeah.
And you can press the jump button to release and drop down. That part's pretty fun. You make your way through that. And then when you're leaving, Miss Moss is like, nope, this is where I'm staying. You can go ahead without me. He's like, oh, but we were so good together. You know, we had so much fun. And she's like, yeah, but you must continue your journey on your own. He's like, oh, okay. And then
looks like you're fucked.
And then the circle finds a bunch of balloons, and there's, like, one old balloon philosopher who's really into existentialism, and is talking about, like, existential dread and, like, deep philosophy, and then one balloon is really bored, and the bottom of the balloon part fits in the circle, so you join up with the bored balloon and go flying through the clouds. You can fly in gusts of winds with the balloon.
Holy shit.
Thunderstorms, and eventually the balloon, like, starts losing air, and you have to keep the balloon inflated. You gotta keep it going and keep encouraging it.
Okay.
And then after a while, like, you can't keep it filled, and you have to keep constantly refilling the balloon. It just doesn't have the will to go on. And so eventually you leave the balloon behind somewhere, it gives up. You run into Miss Moss again, and you have a little bit of time with her. The balloon wanted to, you know, stay in the clouds, and the circle wanted to keep moving.
All right.
But then you get, after you have another stage with Miss Moss, you chat with her and have a good time with her again, you come across an actual perfect fit for you, like a wedge circle shape.
Oh, shit.
And that goes, and then you join with that, and you get to go super fast. Like, faster than Sonic. Well, maybe not. Sonic's the fastest thing there is. But you go really fast. And then the circle is like, well, hold on. We don't get to see any of the stuff we go through. As kind of appreciating what the other people it was with before were saying. But the new wedge piece that made it the perfect circle is like, no, faster. Come on, let's go faster. And so you can't stop at this part. And eventually the circle realizes that even though they can go really fast, and it fits in perfectly. It's not really what the circle wants.
So, the circle sounds like it doesn't know what the fuck it wants. Which, that's okay. Like, I mean, it happens. That's just kind of interesting.
It's a very simple platformer where you just pretty much move to the right. Sometimes up, sometimes down.
Like, alright.
But, yeah. There's hidden things in each stage. There's, like,
three hidden... Are there any bathrooms?
There are not bathrooms. There is water puddles.
So it could be piss.
Yeah.
You were swimming in a piss jug.
They're water puddle puzzles where you have to, like, jump up from somewhere and go in the water and, like, under a stalactite to jump up and bounce up higher on the other side. Mm-hmm. So there is, like, some platforming challenges, but they're all minor. You can play through the whole game in like 3 hours probably.
Alright.
But it's fun. It's a cool story.
Yeah, it is a cool story, because can't you, like, kind of pick, or can you not really pick, like, how the story's gonna go?
No, you can't really pick how the story's gonna go. It's just a narrative platformer.
Okay.
That tells a story.
Yeah. I like how, like, some of the stuff is like, well, I'm staying behind.
Yeah.
Like, how the pine cone stayed behind was kind of like, no, I'm not going with you. Like, kind of snotty.
Right. And you're like, but I want to keep moving, and we accomplished so much together.
Right.
I won't be able to do the same things that I could do with you without you.
Yep. Like, stick to the wall and walk up walls.
Uh-huh.
I remember it was like, man, this is really fucking hard without that.
Without that pine cone?
Yeah.
Humiliation.
That's what that Pac-Man wannabe was feeling.
Oh. My favorite part of the game, though, was in one of the Miss Moss levels. They were, like, big mossy. They were kind of shaped like, I would want to say stalactite, but yeah, as you climbed up them, they bent like a leaf of grass.
Oh, yeah.
And so they were like really big flappy dicks, and you could, like, you could fling yourself with them.
Fling it with the big flappy, mossy stalactite dick.
Yeah.
There's the name of the episode. Big flappy, mossy stalactite dick.
So that's even better than a bathroom. When you get to like three or four of those, and you can make them flap into each other.
Oh, okie dokie. I mean, that's what you like to do.
Yep, Journey of a Broken Circle. It's on Nintendo Switch, Macintosh, and Windows. Probably Xbox. Sorry, no PlayStation.
Fuck you, PlayStation.
Sorry, no Amiga.
Fuck you, Amiga.
Hey, Ginger.
Yeah?
I don't care what game you played.
Sarcasm self-test complete.
What game did you play?
I played... Oh, what is the name of this goddamn game? Here it goes again. Ginger, do you fucking remember the name of your fucking game? Not without looking at it, because I've had it for so long.
I wasn't going to say it this time.
Humiliation.
Okay, so I play Dracula Undead Awakening on my Nintendo DSi XL. Right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what this one is.
Dracula Undead Awakening?
Yes, so this is... Is it a tank shooter survival? I think...
Is it like a dual stick?
Well, there's no dual sticks.
There's no sticks, but is it like that?
So it's touchscreen. It's touchscreen to shoot in the directional pad you move. So you can shoot whatever direction,
And
you just move. So you're this dude who is trying to kill as many of the undead as you can.
Is he a Van Helsing by any chance?
I don't remember if he is, but he could be. He kind of looks like he could be. Or just maybe a vampire killer. Or undead killer. Because there is Dracula that comes out, but it's only in some of the, like...
What, are you mostly fighting zombies or something?
Like, werewolves in some, like, these weird, it looks like robot, like, mecha, like, bugs. And then there's, I don't know, a ghost in one.
Is there a Frankenstein's monster?
There's no Frankenstein monster. It's basically those four, or just werewolves, depending on whatever game variation you want to play. There's three levels.
Okay, do you, like, explore?
You have...
I guess you're about to get into that. In the three levels. I'm sorry.
So, you have basically a big square that you can walk around in, and enemies come at you from all angles, but it depending on what one you play, depends on what enemies come at you, because... The areas you have to play in are Grave Park, Frozen Earth, and Castle Hall. So those are, like, the backgrounds you have.
Yeah, the stages you can play.
Yeah, the stages you can play. And then the types of games are Rush, Wave Attack, Super Survival, and Survival. So...
Sounds like most of it is just waves of enemies.
It really is. It's kind of like...
Survive and kill as many as you can until you die.
Yeah, it's almost like a dual stick shooter on this little console.
Right, the touchscreen is one of the sticks.
Yep, and that is really convenient, and it's just kind of an auto reload. There's different weapons. Like, you can't kill Dracula with anything but the crossbow.
The dual stick shooter thing on the DS, where you use the touchpad as the aiming shooter, it works really good.
Yeah.
Especially if you have one of the straps that has the little thumb pad touchscreen thing. And you would put the strap on the original DS and tighten it on your thumb, and you could use your thumb as the aiming thing on the touchscreen.
Ooh, that would be good for this game. Or even my pointer finger.
Yeah, you could put your finger in it, too.
My finger instead of my thumb. Thumb is a finger.
And Pluto's a planet. Just because he's a dwarf doesn't mean he's not a planet.
So it looks like there's a few other enemies that come at you depending on what area you play in. Uh-huh. I played the shit out of this game when I first had the DS, and then I was like, oh shit.
So you play as a Van Helsing guy and you shoot him?
Yes.
What do you use to shoot him? Do you have?
You have just a regular like handgun, and then you can get a flamethrower if you like collect enough coins to buy it in one of the like survival modes or whatever.
So you can get different weapons. You're not just stuck with a crossbow and a whip.
You don't have a whip.
Sorry, wrong Vampire Hunter game.
But yeah, but you have to like save up the money and defeat all the waves. And that can get really hard when there's like a shit ton of enemies coming at you. Oh, and the castle hall, there's like a weird zombie skeleton thing, and then like another weird, like, winged, like, bug, I would say. That's what it looks like to me as I'm looking at the screen.
So, but there was a...
And then a weird, like, worm thing and, like, a merman-looking thing in the frozen earth. So there's a couple different enemies.
Before I ask you about a bathroom, what...
There's none.
You mentioned four game modes in the... Last three sounded like they were survival modes, but what was the first one?
There's one that's called Rush, and it's basically how many of the werewolves can you defeat?
Oh, like within a time limit or something?
It doesn't have a time limit. It's just how many of these enemies can you defeat? Okay. So it looks like it's another survival, but they just put a different name on it. Yeah. There's no perks in this one like the other ones. Some of the other ones you get perks, so you'll be hitting harder or you have more defense.
Oh, in that mode of the game, I gotcha.
Yep, in this mode, there's no power-ups, and the enemies change with what area you're in. So it looks like there's two werewolves and the weird zombie thing in the castle hall. But there's just like one kind of enemy coming at you.
Right.
In the rush mode. In the wave attack, that's when waves of enemies will come at you. And you get the perks health upgrade, damage upgrade, a reload upgrade, or an income increase so you can buy more upgrades.
You're making me want to play XCOM.
In survival, there's all kinds of perks. I'll read a couple off. You can get uranium bullets, Shotgun Master, extra health, regeneration, which is really, really great.
Uranium bullets, does that help against vampires or werewolves?
Apparently it does in this game.
What monster is radiation strong against? I'm unclear.
I'm not sure.
It's only going to make Godzilla stronger, so hopefully he's not in there.
You can get... You can get telekinesis, which brings items towards you, or gold, a sniper, better armor. So that's in the survival.
That sounds cool for a DSiWare game. Mm-hmm. Is that what this is?
Yes, it is. So
downloadable only DSi game?
Yep, this is another game that's lost to fucking Nintendo... WiiWare or DSiWare.
Wii is shut down. Can you go to the store on the DSi? I haven't tried.
Let me go look right now.
Live investigation on GRPBG.
Do I have this connected to our new internet?
No, probably not. Alright. We'll have to report back later.
Error has occurred. That's all it's saying. But it's a pretty fun, basic, easy survival game. easy to control. It gets hard when you have a shit ton of enemies coming at you, but it's still pretty fun. I played the shit out of it. I definitely played the shit out of this game, so... Yeah.
So?
It's fun. If you get a chance to play it, Dracula, Undead Awakening.
You're sifting through all the shovelware on the DSi menu, look for Dracula's Undead Awakening.
It's fun. Excellent. And now it's time for
recommendations.
Come get some.
Come get some recommendations. Ginger, what you got?
I am going to recommend the podcast The White Vault. It is a story time one. Explore the far reaches of the world's horrors in the audio drama podcast The White Vault. Follow the collected records of a repair team sent to the outpost Fristed in the vast white wastes of Svalbard.
Yep.
And unravel what lies waiting in the ice below. It's fucking good.
You were pretty good at saying that, probably because you heard them say it out loud about 100 times in the last week.
But I also am like, that kind of, like, Svalbard, you just have to, like, look at it.
Unlike some of the episode titles.
Dude, for sure. Some of those episode titles, I'm like, not gonna happen. But it's a really fun one. Start it from the beginning, because otherwise you won't know what the fuck is going on, and it has a really great start, and I really like how it's set up. Like, they found these recordings, and they're going through and just cataloging them. It's really cool. I like it a lot. And I think they were at Podtails when we went.
Could be. That might be. I was like, Ginger, let's start listening to something, and you were subscribed to that.
Uh-huh. I've been wanting to.
We listened to the first two seasons, which was the story of one expedition.
Yes.
And we started the third season earlier today, which is the third and probably fourth season are a separate expedition.
Yeah. It's really great. I love storytime podcasts. It's like getting a fucking movie read to you.
Listen to it somewhere warm.
Yeah, dude.
Because it's about like Arctic wasteland during a time when it's dark 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's sweet.
At least the first two seasons.
Right. The White Vault.
Third season, they're not within the, what do you call the Arctic Ring of Darkness?
Arctic Circle?
Where the sun doesn't set. I think there's a name for that.
I don't know.
I don't
Sadness. Oh.
Go there during the summer when it's light 23 hours a day, though.
Oh, I would get probably a headache from that. What are you going to recommend there, Will?
I'm going to recommend The Petri Dish.
Oh, okay.
It's a science podcast. I met these dudes on Twitter, and it's a funny science podcast.
It is really funny. I enjoy it.
They talk about
subbed to it. If all not, kinds, I'm gonna do it now.
All kinds of science topics from pickles to global warming.
You want me to read the description since you don't have your phone? Profane, insane, and 100% primo science. Petri Dish is a no BS podcast that explores the wildest subjects in modern science with clarity and evil joy. Hosted by Sean Allen, a nanoparticle immunology researcher, and Nathan Allen, his screenwriter, quote-unquote, brother. Petri Dish fuses hard science with a freewheeling and madcap controversial style. Cannabinoids, plague, cats, and the dreaded
cannabinoids. Candiru?
Yeah, and even more dreaded COVID-19. All these and more are dissected with intellect and irreverence, dropping every week. So reject ignorance. Join the scientific revolution. Join Petri Dish. Yeah, they're funny as hell.
All right, well, thanks for talking about my podcast, Ginger.
You're welcome.
And that's a wrap.
We would love to thank our patrons. Why did I say Because it's been a couple weeks.
You remember who they are. There's
Mike Gagne from Boston Harbor Horror. And the third season should be out sometime this year. Story time. Listen to it from the beginning. Go, Willie.
I was going to say Chris Copeland from the Retro Hangover podcast. It's not a story time podcast. They play retro games.
Yep.
And sometimes they're hungover.
Hey, we can relate to that. I might have been hungover a little bit today because I made a really good tequila drink yesterday. And if we don't get to it, thank you, and Adequizzy and Rappy McRapperson for the use of your music.
Rappy McRapperson for writing our awesome intro song.
Yep.
And Adequizzy for the beats that we use.
Yeah.
And the Donkey Kong outro song. Yeah, mm-hmm. That too.
Oh, yeah. We haven't hassled Lance about twerking, but he already gave us a twerking, and patrons can see that.
I should swap it out for the Foreign Appreciation song from that album. Where it's like a video game beat and some girl
moaning,
talking to a pool boy.
Oh.
Yeah, and moaning.
All right. Have a good one, y'all. Catch you on the flip side.
Let's go, ladies.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to another episode of GRPVG.
Yes. And if you'd like to join our Patreon, we are at patreon.com/GrandRapidians Play Video Games.
Yep. We'll send you stickers every month and we'll shout you out every episode.
Yes.
Send us an email at GrandRapidiansPlayVideoGames@gmail.com.
Yeah, and you can find us on Twitter at Grand_Video and Instagram at GrandRapidiansPlayVideoGames.
You could give us a call at 9167-WILLIE. That's 9167. My name, Willie.
It's a real number.
Leave us a message. We'll get back with you. We'll play it on the air if you want.
Yep. And also, if you would like to give us a rating on whatever podcatcher you can.
iTunes, Podchaser.
And send us a picture of your 5-star rating, and we'll send you some stickers.
And you can find us on every platform on our Linktree, linktr.ee/GrandRapidians.
Goodbye.